USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Suez Canal Authority says that salvage teams have partially refloated the colossal container ship Ever Given and reported that the ship has been corrected by 80% and freed from the shoreline. The ship is about as long as the Empire State Building is tall. From a media perspective, the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be the biggest trial of the streaming TV age. The trial gets underway Monday. WKRN reported at least four people have died after heavy rain caused flooding to reach record levels in Nashville, Tennessee. At least 130 people had to be rescued from flooded areas around Nashville. Nashville Mayor John Cooper told reporters at a news conference Sunday he signed local state of emergency to seek state and federal resources for recovery efforts in Davidson County. The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight. Oregon State and Houston go at it at 7:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.